Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by SCORE and features John Pietro, who's joining us from SCORE Orange County, the local chapter of SCORE. And SCORE is a very, very large organization, over 300 chapters and over 12,000 volunteers. And John, thanks for joining us today.
Nice to be here, Bill.
And John, we're going to talk about marketing, but first we'd like to give our listeners a little sense of who they're listening to. So would you please give us a little bit, a few minutes about your background?
Sure. I'm from Denver, Colorado. Went to school at the University of Colorado, studied marketing and economics. From there, I went in the advertising agency business, and shortly afterwards, I went into the food service business. I worked for a steak chain in Denver, Colorado, and was recruited some years later by Wendy's International. I spent quite a few years with Wendy's International, mostly in Columbus, and mostly in the heyday of Wendy's, when they grew dramatically. I was there and part of Where's the Beef, which most people remember. From there, I came west, worked in the Denny's organization, then went back in the advertising agency business. I went to work for an Omnicom agency, and at 52 years old, decided I had enough of all of this. I opened my own advertising agency very close to here, called AMP, and operated it for 12 years, and sold it 3 years ago and retired.
Not your typical volunteer resume, John. That's an amazing work experience that you've had.
Thank you.
And a fantastic career, it sounds like. Now, what drew you to the SCORE organization?
I think the reality of it is everybody who's successful that I know probably somewhere along the line had wonderful mentors. I certainly did, and I always appreciated how much time and energy they spent with me. And I saw this as the perfect opportunity to mentor others. I'd seen all sides of business, but I enjoyed being a small businessman the most, and I thought this would be a very good time, and 4 years into it, it is a great time.
Well, and it is an amazing organization, and everybody that we've interviewed has similar types of backgrounds and experience in their own particular fields. It's just fantastic. And, of course, you have the structure that's put together, so
yes.
You don't have to spend your time, well, who am I going to mentor? I mean, they're just lined up probably waiting for you.
Yes.
Right? And you put on workshops and things along those lines. So let me ask you, I mean, most SCORE, when I think, it's funny because I brought up SCORE to somebody just the other day and they go, yeah, but you get what you pay for. I said, you don't get it. You don't understand. You don't pay for it and you get a lot at SCORE. It's an amazing organization. But are most businesses that are approaching that you're seeing smaller businesses or is it all over the board?
I think we see really probably three kinds of businesses. We see a lot of people who are in the startup stage. That is, I really don't have a business, but I have an idea. What can you do to help guide me? And I think we're really good at giving them pretty good advice on how to think through whether they even want to go forward. The second category we deal with are businesses that I'll call somewhere between $500,000 annual unit volume and maybe $3 million. These are people who've come to a conclusion. My business moved along for a while. It started to struggle. I need some help, and they come to SCORE.
And they're not necessarily all real small businesses, but they're privately owned, and they're looking for information. So is it true anybody can walk in the door and ask for help from SCORE?
Yes. All you have to do is go to our SCORE website or call our office in Santa Ana, state you would like to meet with a counselor. In fact, the person answering the phone will assist you in matching up with the right counselor, and you can schedule a one-hour session with them. And as many subsequent one-hour sessions as you would prefer, all no charge.
Now, is one of the first questions you asked in somebody who's coming, and where's the beef? And I'm just kidding. what do you first talk about when someone comes in and says, John, I really want to talk about this idea I've got for marketing, and I need some marketing ideas?
I always ask one simple question. For the product or service you have, Have you identified somebody that wants it? I think that's really the issue. Most people come in and say, I've got the product, I don't have an audience. When in fact, the good thinking behind this is it should be exactly the opposite. I've identified a need and I've found the product to fit the need. They're the people who do the very best.
And with all of the new media out there, we have all the social media. It's very fragmented. It's a very different world probably than what you've seen in the very in the past.
Yes.
And you're moving from big business, which is going all over the world to huge numbers of consumers, down to smaller businesses. What are some of the differences that you can comment on? And
I think we do a seminar, myself and another gentleman named Tom Patty. We work together. We do a seminar, and it is entitled Marketing Without Money. And it is attended probably better than virtually any other seminar we do, because that's what we deal with, are people who have little to no money. So what we try to teach them is ingenuity and ideas, not money. You can market yourself. The new media, particularly the social media, really allows for the small business person to be a lot bigger in the presence of the consumer than any other media does. But I want to say, people who think because they go on Facebook and Twitter they'll get some business, that's absolutely not true.
Mm-hmm.
It is just another medium.
With that, how important is it to segment and format your message to that medium? I mean, all these platforms we have now that, you know, the kids are leaving Facebook and all that type of thing, and older people are getting on Facebook, but now you want to reach a teenage population. Well, you better figure out where they're living today.
That's correct.
And then your messaging has to be very different, right?
Your messaging has to be on the money, period. People have to know exactly what it is you do, not actually what you do, exactly what problem you solve, what benefit you provide, so that they can come to a quick conclusion, I am or am not interested in that.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the role of social media then if it's not to sell that?
I have a good answer for that. The entire role of social media in my mind is inquiry. We start with a web page. What do we want? We want somebody to make contact with us. What do we do? Then find places on the internet where we think our audience is at, and we try to get them to come to the web page. So ultimately, our search engine optimization work leads to the web page. Our web page, if it's done correctly, it is not a electronic brochure. It is a sales message that says, you should now make contact with me. We're now moving down the sales funnel. That's what it should do.
Okay, so we back up. The social media is kind of a, hey, here I am, but you should come check me out, come and ultimately get to my website.
Correct.
The website, now you're interested, so now you're going to learn more about me.
Correct.
Now it's time to take some action and call me or schedule some time or buy my product.
Send me an email, however you like to communicate. The point of the matter is statistics would prove when someone makes inquiry, 6 out of 10 tend to purchase versus about 2 out of 10 normally.
Now, is print media dead, John?
I can't really say that. I think it is losing popularity in the young audience. I think it is very strong in the older audience. It's really a distinction. Now, the good and the bad of that is the younger audience is what everybody chases. The older audience has all the money.
Exactly right.
Therefore, I wouldn't count out newspaper. Older folk like myself like to read the newspaper.
Okay. Where do we draw the line at younger and older these days?
I think it's between the years, to answer your question.
I agree. I'm just wondering AARP draws it at age 50, right?
Right. I think that's valid. I think that's a valid age. There are a lot of older people. I know there's not a person in SCORE that doesn't have a computer device of some kind.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the number of the gentleman that was just did his little highlight said there's 575 million people logging on to iTunes every month, and 350 million of them are logging on through their smartphones.
Correct. Absolutely correct. So you can't say, I think the subject matter dictates who's looking.
Where does it go? Where do you think it is in the next 3 to 5 years?
Oh, I think this whole electronic thing is going to take over. I think the retailer is going to be in a very tough place in another 10 to 20 years, because who needs them? You mm-hmm. can with a cell phone or with a pad of any kind, you can do virtually everything humanly possible, buy anything humanly possible, and arrange for everything. I think the retailers that will survive are only those that their products cannot be bought online.
So then you have food and service.
A haircut.
Right.
A hairdresser. You can't get that done on the internet, but everything else you can.
Yeah, exactly. And even medical technology is evolving
You're
to the
correct.
Point where they can do that via touch screens and video.
If you're familiar with the big healthcare providers, the majority of your information comes online.
And how about these kind of things that when you're driving by a store, a special will pop up on your screen because it knows where you are now. And
this
and
is correct.
So this is the evolution of this. Is it interesting to you? I mean,
very interesting. We need to know where the trends are going. I can't tell you I understand the technical piece of it, but I spend a lot of time thinking about the strategic piece of it, because it is going to continue to grow in popularity in all audiences.
Yes, yeah, and especially, you know, it seems like the 50-plus audience now, which has the money, like you said, the
yes.
baby boomers, they used to call them baby boomers. Now AARP has said, well, we don't call them baby boomers anymore. It's just age 50-plus, because they all are over age 50-plus now.
This is correct.
So this whole generation, 77 million consumers. And they're starting, now the ones that are maybe 70-plus may never adopt some of this technology, but the ones that are younger now have been with the technology
Correct.
Through their 40s and 50s,
Correct.
and they've adopted it nicely, right?
No, I think that the need for credit cards and all, the need for banking in general is going to change, because I don't need to go anymore. I don't have to have a card. All I need is a telephone device, a telephonic device, or some sort of a pad that hooks to the internet.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's amazing. It is amazing times, right?
Yes, indeed.
And from a marketing mind like yours, it must be like, oh my gosh, are you glad you got out of the working for it? And then we're still working in it, but.
Yes, I am glad. Yes, I am glad.
Well, times
retired.
Are a little simpler. Okay, all right.
Very much so.
So if you could just share with us a example or a story
sure.
of someone who came to
sure.
a SCORE workshop and what you did with them.
There's a wonderful couple who operate a really good business up in the city of Orange called Viarc Industries. They're unique people. Their business is the business of rocketry, basically. They devise technology for rocketry. And the he and she, and there is a he and she in this story, are very unique people. He has an advanced degree from Harvey Mudd University in engineering. She has a PhD from Michigan in computer software.
Mm.
And I think the most remarkable part to me is they're inner city African-Americans from Detroit.
Mm.
To find a way to do this, when they came to me, they said, you know, they were part of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 businesses. They said, John, what do we do? We don't seem to be growing like we want to. And I said, tell me what you do. Now, understand, I'm the least scientific guy you'll ever meet. Tell me what you'll do. He struggled with this. He said, well, we only talk to engineers. So I said, no, just humor me. Tell me what you do. And he went to the board and he started drawing a formula. And I said, no, erase that. I wouldn't know what that means anyway. And I said, tell me what you do. And he said, well, his wife finally said, John, here's what we do. We develop software to measure these three areas, tensile strength, heat, and guidance. I said, is that important in rocketry? She said, yes. In fact, all mishaps have come from one of those three areas. I said, now that's important. Why don't you say that on your website? And she said, well, I don't know. And Eric said, no, they know it. I said, no, they don't know it, because they haven't called you yet. I said, you change your message on page one to say, this is what you do, and see what happens. 3 weeks later, they got a $330,000 contract from Boeing.
That's an amazing story, and it just illustrates the fact that most business owners think, they assume that people just understand what they do, but they live it. You know, they live that story, and to translate that over to someone else, they have to really, really talk to someone and make it simple.
This, I think, was my largest contribution. People like process. They like to talk about process, but people buy based on benefits and solutions, not process.
Even in rocket science.
Even in rocket science. That's one of my favorite stories.
Could you share a couple of tips, ideas, or precautions for our listeners, John?
Sure. I think the single most important thing I would say to anyone thinking about going into a small business is just where we started. Do you have or have you identified a consumer need? Not a product or a service, but a need. If you've identified a need, do you have a product that meets the need? If those two don't match, keep working at it. You aren't quite there. My second piece of advice is 80%, by the SBA statistics, 80% of small businesses fail in year one, and the majority of them fail because they run out of money. So do understand how much money you need to make it through year one, because that's your first job, to survive to the 12th month, the first day of the 13th month. Most businesses that do that, their chances improve dramatically. So do you have enough capital to get that far along? And issue number three is about passion. Do you really have the passion to do this? Are you prepared to suffer and make as little as $20,000 in year one and maybe as little as 20 or 30 in year two? Do you have the fire inside to fight with this and say, I'm willing to do this because I see a bigger picture? What I see in the young ones in particular who come see me are, they want all the money now. I don't know how to do that. I'm not that clever. I think they come to me and think, John's got one big silver bullet hiding. He's going to give it to me. I'm going to shoot it, and boom, we're going to make a lot of money. That's silly. That's plain silly.
Great advice, simply put, from a very experienced man, John Pietro from score114.org, which is where you can find out where all of their workshops are and attend. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.